Hello and welcome to the Jobs in Care podcast number 4. Whether you're on the bus, on the train, or in the car, on the way up, or on the way back, Jobs in Care is here on your side and ready to help you get ahead in your care career. Today is Sunday, the 24th of November, 2024. It's going to be a great day today. At Jobs in Care, we now have more than 11,700 care jobs available throughout the UK. Among our newest jobs are healthcare assistant in Brighton and Hove with Sonderwell, general manager UK, dental in United Kingdom with Consult, and PTS ambulance care assistant in York with London Ambulance Service. We also have free custom interview advice, great community information, and so much more. Do you know something about coronary artery disease, left atrial appendage, or Glasgow Coma Scale? If so, then we have great opportunities waiting for you right now at jobsincare.com. Each day we focus on a different local community in the UK. Our community area focus for today is Brighton. Brighton is a vibrant seaside city located on the south coast of England within the county of East Sussex. It is part of the city of Brighton and Hove, which was granted city status in 2000. Known for its diverse cultural scene, historic architecture, and beautiful coastline, Brighton has become a popular destination for tourists and residents alike. Key features of Brighton: beaches and seafront. Brighton's famous Pebble Beach stretches along the coastline, offering a lively promenade, beach huts, and various entertainment options. The Brighton Palace Pier, opened in 1899, is a major attraction, featuring arcades, rides, and food stalls. The Royal Pavilion. This iconic building, built for King George IV in the early 19th century, showcases Indo-Saracenic architecture and is known for its extravagant interiors. It is a major tourist attraction and host to various events and exhibitions. Shopping and markets. Brighton is renowned for its eclectic shopping scene, featuring the Lanes, a network of narrow alleys lined with independent shops, boutiques, and cafes. The North Lane area is similarly famous for its bohemian atmosphere, vintage shops, and street art. Culture and arts. The city has a vibrant arts scene with numerous galleries, theaters, and music venues. The Brighton Festival, held annually in May, is one of the largest arts festivals in England and features a wide range of performances, exhibitions, and events. Nightlife. Brighton is known for its bustling nightlife, offering a variety of pubs, bars, and clubs. The city's LGBTQ+ community is particularly active, and Brighton Pride is one of the largest pride festivals in the UK. Education and research. Brighton is home to several universities and colleges, including the University of Brighton and the University of Sussex, contributing to a youthful and diverse population. Transport. The city has excellent transport links, with a railway station connecting it to London and other major cities. The A23 road also provides access to London and the nearby Gatwick Airport. History. Brighton began as a small fishing village, but grew in popularity as a seaside resort in the 18th century, particularly after the establishment of the railway in the 19th century, which made it more accessible. Brighton is often described as a place that embraces diversity, creativity, and a relaxed coastal atmosphere, making it a unique and appealing destination in the UK. At jobsincare.com, we have a great opportunity for a staff nurse gynecology in Brighton, and you can apply online at jobsincare.com. Each day, we like to examine a topic from the care and careers section of our jobsincare.com website. Our topic today is PD, COPD. According to the latest data from the UK Office for National Statistics, approximately 1.2 million people are officially diagnosed with COPD in the UK, although it is estimated that a substantial number remain undiagnosed. COPD is the second leading cause of lung disease-related deaths in the country. The disease significantly impacts the quality of life, often leading to progressive disability and increased healthcare utilization due to frequent exacerbations. The primary risk factor for COPD is smoking, accounting for approximately 80% of cases. While the smoking prevalence has declined over the years due to effective public health campaigns, the legacy of tobacco use continues to affect many older adults. Other risk factors include long-term exposure to indoor and outdoor air pollution, occupational dust and chemicals, as well as genetic factors such as alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. Patients with COPD typically present with symptoms such as chronic cough, sputum production, and progressive dyspnea, shortness of breath. Diagnosis is usually made through a combination of clinical evaluation, patient history, and spirometry, a non-invasive test that measures lung function. Early diagnosis is essential for effective management and can significantly slow disease progression. Management of COPD in the UK focuses on reducing symptoms, improving quality of life, and minimizing exacerbations. This is achieved through a multifaceted approach that includes smoking cessation, pharmacological treatments such as bronchodilators and corticosteroids, pulmonary rehabilitation, and, in some cases, surgery. Recent advancements in treatment options, including biologics and new inhalation therapies, are providing more tailored approaches to patient care. We have 85 jobs about COPD available now at jobsincare.com, including advanced care practitioner in Corley, assistant practitioner respiratory in Scarborough, and clinical pharmacist in Barnsley. Thank you for listening. New episodes of the Jobs in Care podcast are released every morning by 7:15 UK time. Listen on the way to work and get ahead by the time you arrive. And remember, ABC, always be caring. Have a great day today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.